Talking Times, Fall 2018. By the Rhode Island Regional Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, Talking Books Library, Office of Library and Information Services. This digital version may be played on the National Library Service, NLS, digital player, or other authorized digital book players. Markers used on the NLS digital player will allow direct access to all sections. Talking Books Library Staffing Changes. It's been a while since the last Talking Books Library newsletter because we've been undergoing some changes. Andrew Egan, better known as Andy, regional librarian for the Talking Books Library, retired in February after 38 years of service to the state of Rhode Island, the last 17 years spent working with the Talking Books program. Many of you came to know Andy well, and his dedication and commitment to the service of TBL members will long be remembered. We wish Andy an enjoyable and long retirement. Alicia Waters, who rejoined the Talking Books Library staff in January 2017, has been appointed as the new regional librarian. Alicia has worked at the Office of Library and Information Services for 32 years and worked in the Talking Books Library first in the 1990s. In the interim, she has worked at OLIS as the Delivery Services Coordinator and Reference Librarian for the OLIS Library. Alicia has jumped into her new role as Library Services Coordinator at OLIS and will continue the tradition of great customer service for Talking Books users while upgrading Talking Books service with the latest developments from the National Library Service. Alicia is a lifelong Rhode Islander and earned her bachelor's degree and Master of Library Science from the University of Rhode Island. Kelly Lima is the newest member of the Talking Books team and has been serving members since March. Kelly also has over 30 years' experience at OLIS, where she has worked in the OLIS library and provided service to Rhode Island libraries through the OLIS Interlibrary Delivery System, which moves books between Rhode Island libraries. Kelly will continue working in the Talking Books Library part-time, answering member phone calls. Nesh Maida, Maidi Calderon, will continue to work full-time in the Talking Books Library, where she has worked for the past 10 years. Prior to that, she worked at the Department of Environmental Management, DEM. Maidi serves as a reader's advisor in addition to keeping the Talking Books office running smoothly with her vast knowledge of Talking Books operations. Originally from Puerto Rico, she is fluent in Spanish and English, allowing Talking Books to serve Rhode Islanders for whom English is not their first language. Karen Meller is the Chief of Library Services at OLIS and worked in the Talking Books Library early in her career at OLIS. Talking Books is a unit of the Office of Library and Information Services, the state agency that provides services, programs, and funding to Rhode Island's libraries. Our mission is to strengthen, connect, and empower libraries to advance knowledge, connect communities, and enrich the lives of all Rhode Islanders. The Talking Books Library has completed its reorganization and looks forward to continuing its tradition of excellent service to its members. Please feel free to contact the TBL staff at any time with your book orders or questions, and be sure to tell others who may benefit from this service about us. The new Talking Books Library website. In the Fall 2017 newsletter, we announced the coming of our new website after the new year. Well, it's here. Please let your family and friends know about it, too. The site is now located at www.olis.ri.gov/TBL. Our phone number has remained the same, 401-574-9310, but our email address has changed to talking.books@olis.ri.gov. Insight Book Club. Insight hosts a Talking Books discussion group that meets monthly at In-Sight, located at 43 Jefferson Boulevard, Warwick. The book club is open to anyone who is blind or visually impaired and who is registered with the Talking Books Library. Insight provides book club members with a copy of the current book for discussion on a digital cartridge, or members can download them on their own digital cartridge from their home computer if they prefer. Members meet to discuss book themes, plot, characters, and overall message. New members are always welcomed. For more information, contact Carla Ferreira at 401-941-3322 or cferreira@insight.org. cferreira@in-sight.org. Barred error message. You are not authorized. Have you seen this message? Patrons are allowed up to 100 authorization counts, downloads, to mobile devices in a 30-day period. Each time a book or magazine is downloaded into the Bard mobile application, an encryption file called an authorization object accompanies the download and permits the book or magazine to be played securely. If a patron tries to download more than 100 books and magazines in a 30-day period, the book will not download, and the patron will receive the unauthorized message. Also note, patrons may have no more than 5 mobile devices registered to a Bard account in a 365-day period. You may contact the Talking Books Library staff to have registered devices removed from your account to make room for other devices to be added. A mobile device is defined as any device that runs Bard Mobile. If you have questions or need assistance, please call the Talking Books Library at 401-574-9310, TTY711, or email talking.books@olis.ri.gov. President Trump's first year in office. Below are 5 titles about our president, Donald J. Trump, written from the beginning of his candidacy to his inauguration and then examining his first year in office. The titles are in alphabetical order, but you may prefer to read them in sequence by the year indicated in the abstract of each description. The Dangerous Case of Donald Trump. 27 Psychiatrists and Mental Health Experts Assess a President, by Bandy X. Lee, DB89425. 27 Mental Health Professionals Look at U.S. President Donald Trump. The editor, a professor of psychiatry at Yale, has gathered experts to look at Trump's public behavior and form a psychiatric diagnosis. Unrated. Commercial Audiobook, 2017. History, United States. Devil's Bargain, Steve Bannon, Donald Trump, and the Storming of the Presidency, by Joshua Green, DB89145. The author utilizes 6 years of interviews to compile a narrative of the 2016 presidential campaign from its origins, describes the ways that Bannon's work paved the way for Trump's victory, and contends that any study of Trump's rise must include a study of Bannon. Unrated. Commercial Audiobook, Bestseller, 2017. Politics, Government. Fire and Fury, by Michael Wolff, DB89802. Journalist examines the first 9 months of President Trump's administration. discusses, among other things, the staff's opinions of Trump, the reasons for FBI Director James Comey's firing, the story behind Trump's claims of being wiretapped by President Obama, and the state of White House strategies following Steve Bannon's departure. Unrated Commercial Audiobook 2018 Politics, Government. In Trump We Trust, A Pluribus Awesom by Ann Coulter, DB 85594. Conservative personality argues that 2016 presidential candidate Donald Trump is the right choice for conservative, moderate, and Democratic voters alike. Unrated Commercial Audiobook 2016 History, United States. The Making of Donald Trump by David K. Johnston, DB 86834. In-depth report of the mogul's rise to power, beginning with his childhood in Queens, New York. Examine such topics as the origins of his family's fortune, his own business empire, his education and early career, and his successful presidential bid. Draws on interviews, financial records, court documents, and public statements. Bestseller, 2016. Biography. New books by Latino authors. Below are five titles recently published by popular Latino authors. All titles are available to download through Bard. If you missed the announcement of Latino Books Month this past May, you may follow the link to find the list of 25 books every Latino or Latina should read. tinyurl.com/Latino Books, recommended by Latina Magazine. To learn more about the Latino community, visit www.rilatinoarts.org. If you have any questions, feel free to call TBL and speak with Neshmida Calderon. The House of Broken Angels by Luis Alberto Urrea, DB 90352. Dying patriarch Miguel Angel de la Cruz, known as Big Angel, gathers his family to him for one last birthday party. His mother, nearly 100 years old herself, dies in the days leading up to the party. The family reckons with truths. 2018. Family Story, Single Generation. The House of Impossible Beauties by Joseph Cassara, DB 90316. New York City, 1980. Angel has joined Harlem's drag ball scene. She meets Hector, and they form the first all-Latino house. After Hector dies in the AIDS epidemic, Angel must carry on alone, caring for the family they have formed. Strong language, explicit descriptions of sex, and some violence. 2018. General Fiction. The Line Becomes a River, Dispatches from the Border, by Francisco Cantú, DB 90287. After being stationed at the remote crossroads of a drug route and a smuggling corridor, the Mexican-American author, plagued by nightmares, abandons the Border Patrol for civilian life. Then a friend, a regular at the café where he now works, travels back to Mexico to visit his dying mother and doesn't return. 2018. Biography. In the Midst of Winter, a Novel, by Isabel Allende, DB 89771. During a snowstorm, Professor Richard Bowmaster is involved in a traffic accident with Evelyn Ortega, an undocumented immigrant from Guatemala. He recruits his colleague from Chile, Lucia Maraz, to assist the young woman in avoiding unforeseen legal entanglements. Translated from the original Spanish, 2017. Romance Fiction. Stella Diaz Has Something to Say by Angela Dominguez, DB90557. Stella Diaz wants to be friends with the new boy in class, but sometimes she accidentally speaks Spanish instead of English and pronounces words wrong, which makes her turn roja. In addition, she has to get over her fear of speaking in front of the class. For grades 3 through 6, 2018, School Stories. Why Wait for the Mail? Download books at your local public library. If you would like to have digital talking books downloaded to your flash drive or digital cartridge, but you can't do it at home, call your local library to see if they can assist you with downloading your digital books. You will need to have your own cartridge or flash drive when downloading at your local public library. Please do not use cartridges that already have books on them and have been mailed to you in the blue case from the Perkins School for the Blind. Services for Veterans? The Talking Books Library staff want to make sure all are aware of services and benefits for veterans. Please visit our site at www.olis.ri.gov/tbl/services/veterans.php, where you can find information about the Talking Books Library and local and national resources to support and enhance the lives of veterans. Reduced rate for electric and gas from National Grid. Did you know that individuals with visual or physical disabilities, the elderly, and veterans may qualify to receive a lower rate for their residential gas and electric service from National Grid? If you have a low income or are receiving assistance from a means-tested program such as Emergency Aid to Elders, Disabled, and Children, EAEDC, Supplemental Security Income, SSI, Veterans DIC Surviving Parent or Spouse, Veterans Non-Service Disability Pension, or any other means-tested program listed on the National Grid discount rate application, you are eligible for the discounted rate. For eligibility requirements, see ngrid.com/2DR21HP to apply for the electric discount and ngrid.com/2NTIEEV to apply for the gas discount. Ordering books from the Talking Books Library. Here are a few tips that will enable Talking Books Library staff to better serve you. When ordering your books, please have your list ready when you call TBL staff. You will only need to provide the DB number for each title you are requesting. This speeds up the process, enabling the TBL staff to answer more callers. If you don't have the DB number, you may still request a book by title or author. Members can also manage their account and order books online 24/7 by going to the catalog at bit.ly/tblcataloG. Just log in with your username and password to select titles to be added to your book basket. Once the titles are in your book basket, you may click Rush to receive the book right away. 3 books may be ordered for rush delivery during each visit made to the online catalog. Only titles on the shelf will be sent. Rush delivery requests that are not on the shelf become reserves. When you are done, click Proceed to Checkout. This process adds the titles to your account, which are viewable to the TBL staff. If you don't have or have forgotten your login information, call the Talking Books Library at 401 574-9310 or email us at talking.books@olis.ri.gov. TBL Closings and Holidays. September 3, 2018, Labor Day. October 8, 2018, Columbus Day. November 6, 2018, Election Day. November 11, 2018, Veterans Day. November 22, 2018, Thanksgiving Day. December 25, 2018, Christmas Day. End of Talking Times, Fall 2018. Read by Ann Eldridge in the Clive W. Lacey Recording Studio of the Perkins Library, Watertown, Massachusetts, October 2018. This publication is supported by the Institute of Museum and Library Services through the Library Services and Technology Act, administered by the Rhode Island Office of Library and Information Services. Talking Books Plus contact information. Website: www.olis.ri.gov/tbl. Email: talking.books@olis.ri.gov. Phone: 401-574-9310. TTY 711. Mailing address: Rhode Island Talking Books Plus Library, Office of Library and Information Services, 1 Capitol Hill, Providence, Rhode Island, 02908-5803. If you found this recording to be defective, please contact your cooperating network library.